بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praises are due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and we seek His forgiveness, and we testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 130. يقول الله عز وجل: ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, from the deen of Ibrahim, except him who befools himself. Truly we chose him in this world, and verily in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. Whoever turns away from the millat Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, millat Ibrahim, whoever turns away from the millah, and the millah here means the deen, which is the quote-unquote religion of Ibrahim. And the deen of Ibrahim is, he was Hanifan Musliman, ولم يكن من المشركين. He was pure on Tawheed, submitting Muslim, and he was not from the Mushriks. This is the deen of Ibrahim, pure Tawheed. And Ibrahim is the beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved friend, and he is the father of the prophets, and the most noble of the prophets after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an imam, a leader. قال الله تعالى: إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا. In Surah Al-Nahl, verse 120, in Surah Al-Nahl, إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا. Ibrahim is إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. Verily Ibrahim was an ummah, a leader. قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was not of those mushriks. And his millah is the pure tawheed. And if it is as such, then no one should turn away from the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, except as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the verse, illa man safiha nafsahu, except him who befools himself. And the safa is against ar-rujd, which means foolishness is to act in a wrong way. Is to act on a wrong way, and ar-rushd is to act properly. So the one who befools himself, in fact, is ignorant as to what his self needs. So he will get himself lost. Will get it lost. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And we have chose him, Ibrahim, in this world. And therefore whoever follows the millah of Ibrahim is also chosen in this world as a follower of Tawheed. And in the hereafter will be from the righteous. So Allah chose him from the creation over all the prophets except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah took him as his beloved friend. And in the hereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to be from the righteous, those who complied and did their duty. towards themselves and towards Allah's creation by being propagators of the deen of Tawheed, of the Millah of Tawheed. Here there is a benefit which we'll shed the light on. Allah chose him in this life, and also spoke about in the hereafter he will be from the righteous. So the righteousness of the hereafter, is there a benefit between having choosing in this world and then in the hereafter will be among the righteous? Is there something beneficial in having this variation, choosing for this life and then righteousness in the hereafter? The Shaykh rahimahullah said it may be, and it is that this life is life of desires and testing, and no one will be patient and persevering regarding these temptations for lust and desires and so forth, and these trials and afflictions, except some, but not everyone. So if the person is sincere, he will become from the chosen of Allah's slaves. However, with respect to the hereafter, there is something different there. It's not like this life. Why? Because even in the hereafter, the kafirs will believe. In the hereafter, when everything will be clear to them, they will believe. But the distinction is, will be from those who are righteous and those who are not. We know that when the kafirs will be subjected to the fire, it will be told to them, it will be said to them, 6:30, أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا. If you could not but see when they will be held, brought and made to stand in front of their Lord, he will say, is it not this, meaning the resurrection and taking the accounts, the truth, and they will say, yes, by our Lord. Also in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, also they will confess. Chapter 40, verse 50. أَوَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا بَلَى. Did there not come to you your messengers with clear evidences and signs? They will say, yes. They will reply, then call as you like. And the invocation of the disbelievers is nothing but an error. Also in Surah Yasin 36:52, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. They will say, who to us? Who has raised us from our place of sleep? It will be said to them, this is what the Most Beneficent Allah had promised, and the messengers spoke the truth. All these verses and others tell that they will believe, but they are not from the righteous. So that's why there is this difference in the statement here, the choosing in this life and righteousness in the hereafter. Then the Shaykh said, if this benefit is true, then this is from the grace of Allah. And if it is not, then all knowledge is with Allah. And there must be a benefit which we don't know of. The benefits, the points of benefit now. That all the good sense and proper understanding and proper deeds is to follow the millah, the deen of Ibrahim, and not to be from the foolish who turned away from the millah, the deen of Ibrahim, the tawheed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in this there is praising to the deen of Ibrahim, which is built upon pure sincerity and following. And Allah commanded His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to follow the millah of Ibrahim, meaning the essence of the message, which is the Tawheed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl 16:123, ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Then we have inspired you, O Muhammad, follow the religion of Ibrahim, pure Islamic monotheism, Hanifan, and he was not of the mushriks, the polytheists. So this is the common sense as well, and this is the proper way, and this is righteousness. And these verses also affirm the hereafter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and he will be in the hereafter from the righteous, amongst the righteous. And that the benefit, the righteous, الصلاح وصف للأنبياء. Righteousness is a description of the prophets. And also those who are on their path, the follower of the messenger. النبي يوصف بأنه صالح. The Prophet is described as being صالح, being good, of righteousness. And that's why all the Prophets, may Allah salat and salam be upon them, they welcome the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they welcome the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the night of ascension by saying marhaban bil akhi salih wal nabiy salih, welcome to the righteous brother and the righteous prophet. And this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. So they describe Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with righteousness, and righteousness is a good attribute, and the messengers are most entitled to that from the believers. And from the benefit is that those who oppose the messenger's path are foolish, because Allah described them as such in this verse. And we read in Surah Al-Baqarah, just the point of evidence in 2:13, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَا, verily they are the foolish ones. And also we read in 2:142, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. The foolish from amongst mankind will say, what made them turn away from their direction of Qibla, which they used to be on? This is the verse 13 of Surah Al-Baqarah. It is said to them, the hypocrites believe as the people who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believe. They say, shall we believe as the fools have believed? Verily they are the fools, but they know not. In 142, the fools among the people will say, what has turned them, the Muslims, from the Qibla prayer direction towards Jerusalem, to which they were used to face in prayer? Say, O Muhammad, to Allah belong both east and the west. He guides whom He wills to a straight path. This brings the end of verse 130. We go now to verse 131. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It means here, and remember when his Lord said to him, submit. And this is a praising to Ibrahim. He said, I have submitted myself to the Lord of Al-Alameen, of all that exists. And when he said, أَسْلَمْتُ, I have submitted myself, this comprises the submission, the outward submission and the inward submission. And this is very important, because those who declare the testimony of faith when they come to Islam, when they revert to Islam, they say La ilaha illallah, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, they must submit to this testimony outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly, having no doubt whatsoever concerning what it means. Here he said, I have submitted myself to whom? To the Lord of Al-Alameen, to the Lord of all that exists, mankind, jinns and so forth, and all that exists. And this signifies the Tawheed of Lordship, singling Allah alone as the Lord, the only Lord. Not only it comprises the singling Allah alone as the true Lord, but also it comprises the names and attributes of Allah. So many are those who were commanded to submit to Allah and they didn't. So many are they. In fact, in the hadith, in the authentic hadith, we know that out of 1,000 of the children of Adam, 999 will be in hellfire. We seek refuge in Allah. And one out of 1,000 is in paradise. Why? Because they were commanded to submit themselves, but they didn't. There is a benefit here in the answer of Ibrahim. Please look at the verse again. I have submitted myself. He didn't say, I have submitted myself li Rabbi, to my Lord. He didn't say to my Lord. Rather, he said to the Lord of Al-Alameen, all that exists. Because this is more comprehensive. So I submitted myself to Allah because He is the Lord of Al-Alameen and He runs the affairs as He wishes. From the benefits of this verse is the merit and superiority of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He did not hesitate, nor did he disdain. Immediately he answered, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, I have submitted myself to the Lord of Al-Alameen. Because he's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also there is the benefit of affirming al-Rububiyya, Lordship to Allah alone. And that it encompasses everything. And this is also evidence that the creation is from the signs of Allah. The creation is from the signs of Allah. Because they were called alameen. Alameen. Alameen meaning they are alamun ala khaliqihim. They are a sign for their creator. And there is now the great agreement between saying aslamtu, I have submitted myself, and the term Lord. The great agreement between I have submitted, aslamtu, and the term Lord in the verse. Why? Because it comes as the Lord is the one who deserves that I submit to Him. Al-Rabb, Allah, the Creator, the one who runs the affairs. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that the worship of idols is rejected. And He pointed to the reason is that they don't bring anything into existence. They don't create. Listen to this in Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 20 and 21. والذين يدعون من دون الله لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون أموات غير أحياء وما يشعرون أن أيان يبعثون. Those whom they, the mushriks, invoke besides Allah have not created anything. You see now? And that takes away any kind of entitlement or deserving or fitting to deserve any kind of worship. But are themselves created. They are dead, lifeless, and they know not when they will be raised up. And now it becomes clear why the term Islam or Aslamtu came linked to the Lordship. Came linked to the Lordship. Now, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And this, which is Islam, submitting to Allah in Islam, was enjoined by Ibrahim upon his sons and by Yaqub, by Jacob, saying, O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, then die not except in the faith of Islam. So, Ibrahim enjoined this great matter, which is submitting to the Lord of all that exists, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also could mean that he enjoined the millah, meaning tawheed, the millat Ibrahim. And this enjoyment is an affirmed covenant reflecting its importance. Similarly, Jacob enjoined the same thing concerning his sons. And he is called Yaqub. He is called Yaqub because he Aqiba Ishaq, because he came after Ishaq. Aqiba Yaqub. It is also said that this name is not an Arabic name. So what was the enjoyment? They enjoined, rather, O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, which is worship and action. And religion also, the deen, could refer to the recompense. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter 1, Maliki yawmi deen, the owner of the day of recompense. So it refers to recompense. Also, the deen could mean worship, as in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:3, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Here it refers to worship. So the term deen could mean this and could mean that, each in accordance with the context. And it also could refer to the action and to the recompense, recompensing these actions. So don't die except فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true deen, then die not except in the faith of Islam. So accordingly, hold on to this deen. إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, except that you are, except in the faith of Islam, meaning holding to it continuously until you die. Until you die. The benefits. Number one, the importance of Islam, submitting to Allah Azza wa Jal, in the sense that all the prophets وَصَّوْا بِهِ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, that the prophets enjoined upon their sons. And from the benefits is, one must continue on Islam, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until death, And from this we know therefore a very important benefit, and that is حرص الإنسان على الثبات على دينه. That the person must be so keen to continue on the path of Islam until he meets Allah while he is a Muslim. That's why a believer should always invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, to give him steadfastness on deen, and to make us die on the shahada of La ilaha illallah, and that Allah takes our lives while he is pleased with us, not angry with us, and that we hope that the best of days is the days when we meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that our last days be the best of days, being to utter at the time of death La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Even the prophets making this covenant, enjoining that with their sons, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and don't die except in a state of Islam, continuing on it. And therefore those who take the issue of Islam and accepting it as a kind of a reaction or a kind of a wave, you find them easily diverted from it and flipping to something else, because they take it as experience. Let's check this out. From this we know this important will or covenant that was very much on the minds and hearts of the prophets. Here is Ibrahim, the father of the Arabs and the Israelites, the children of Israel, and Yaqub, Jacob, the father of the children of Israel. These two noble messengers considered that this is a will for their sons, and therefore we should really be very keen concerning this will, following the example of Ibrahim and Yaqub alayhim salam. So from this also we take the benefit that the fathers and the grandfathers could be example for their offspring, so they could be either a good example or a bad example. So the children of Yaqub, they said in response, as we will find in the next verse, نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers. Compare their response to that of those who opposed the messengers, as in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43:22, إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ. Compare. They said, we will worship your ilah and the ilah of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, one ilah, and to him we submit, one God, Allah. But look at those who oppose the messengers. Nay, they say, we found our fathers following a certain way and religion, and we guide ourselves by their footsteps. So they opposed the messengers and continued in shirk, the shirk of their grandfathers and the grand-grandfathers and fathers. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the deen for his slaves, because it is the thing which will get their matters and their affairs upright. And had it not been the case, Allah would not choose something like this, would not choose it. It must be the upright thing for the slaves. That's why Allah chose it. And from this, we learn that actions are by their ends. Actions are by their ends. That's why they said, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So don't die except in the state of Islam. And from the benefits is one should be kind in conversation and in addressing, in order to make that acceptable. Why? Because they said, يَا بَنِيَّ. Oh my.